Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who only run servers with RAID 0 and no backups because it's faster. It's Patch and Switch. Wait a second. Hang on. Oh, great. Yes, it is Patch and Switch Show. This is Switch. And Patch is nowhere to be found. I think there must be some kind of out of band patch that's going on or something like that, because we are down a host. There's only one. But you know what? We are very resilient here, and we've managed to dig up a substitute. So we have gone ahead and tapped our good friend Jay Shock on the shoulder. Hey, Jay Shock, you still there?
I am. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness, this technology thing, it works.
It does.
Because not only have we hidden the secret bunker so well that you don't know where it is, we are actually getting you to connect from remote. You're not even at work. You're on vacation.
I am on vacation. I started a new job at Microsoft earlier this week, and then I say, I'm going on vacation. Bye, guys.
I like that kind of pull you have. That must be some level of seniority going on there, something like that. So whereabouts are you, my friend?
I'm actually down in Phoenix, Arizona, hanging out with AZ Growler guy and Jen Secret.
From
the crew here.
Nice. It's always good to do a little bit of couch surfing once in a while, maybe go visit some friends.
Exactly. And from what I understand, Art throws this huge Super Bowl party every year, so that's what I'm here to do.
Nice. Very, very nice. Well, geez, I see that our chat room is filling up quickly here. We've almost got a full line of people. And
yeah.
I'm at a bit of a disadvantage here because normally I'm just the guy that runs the audio pieces of all this to make it all work. And Patch looks after the chat room and interacting with people and stuff like that. So I'm going to lean on you because you're a definite chat room veteran.
Okay.
Helps out there.
We got a lot of folks and a couple of guests, but we have Geddy Lee fan, Aubrey, Kyle Beckman from snowy, icy Atlanta, and Mick Gajit, looks like Harjit, and Rigsby, of course, from Portland. Hey, Rigsby, how you doing? And then Scott Ladwig just joined us here, and Steve Enns from Canada. He's probably laughing at Kyle there talking about Atlanta being all snowy and stuff. And we have one of our Swedish friends, Patrick.
Nice. I like how you put the W first just to make Veronica feel better if she actually shows up, because she won't be last on the list.
Exactly. Well, she had to do a coffee run, and I saw that she tweeted something out that sources close to the matter said she needed coffee. So I said it was breaking news.
Oh, nice. Nice. Breaking news. Got to get a coffee. Never know. So this is a call-in chat show, and even though we're already called in with you, we still have capacity to be able to take some additional calls. So if you wanted to, and you're signed in to Blog Talk Radio, you could go ahead and use the little tiny Skype button that's on that webpage and make a connection into the chat room, in the audio room, actually, to be able to say hello. And if that's not your cup of tea and you prefer to use good old-fashioned POTS lines, you could also go ahead and call us at 866. So, ooh, actually, what is it? It's 646. That's the right number. 646-595-4888 is another option as well. To be able to get a hold of us and say hello. Oh, geez, I'm on my back heels. Like, I'm just kind of ready for something to blow up here. I don't know what's going to happen. So
yeah,
you bring me some luck, my friend.
Well, it's running all your servers on RAID 0 with no backups. I mean, come on.
Hey, they said it's fast. I wanted the fastest, so RAID 0 would be the fastest potentially. So, it's like flying by the seat of your pants. You got to go.
Yep.
You got to go.
Exactly.
But, you're familiar with the show. We have a good time with this. Normally, the first sequence that we talk about is From the Trenches. I don't have any kind of special sound effect for From the Trenches. I need to have some kind of, slogging through the mud kind
of sound effect.
That.
I'm surprised you don't have, a soundboard with a whole bunch of stuff.
I've got some. I'll do this one here.
Foghorn?
Rigsby.
Yeah.
There you go, Rigsby.
There we go. Foghorn.
We have to come up with a better sound for what it should be for From the Trenches. But
exactly. You've been having fun. I've been chatting with you on Link, and you've been having lots of fun in the trenches lately.
Well, see, so there's good things and bad things about having Jay Schock on the company chat Link servers now. Is that now that he's on the same Link chat servers as me, he all of a sudden can ping me at any time. And you grabbed me at a particularly bad time just recently. Because, if you've been listening to the show at all, for the 6 regular listeners that we happen to have, that I've been fighting with an EMC SAN for the longest time, and it finally gave up and went belly up a little while ago. We actually ended up getting a replacement SAN. So just the head unit controllers were replaced. The drives that are in the extra chassis were not replaced. They're still fine. And it came in. I was installing it the other day, and we got it all up and working and happy. Got it added to the servers, made the LUN groups, all the stuff you're supposed to do with that lovely SAN software. I was having a pain in the ass time trying to get the freaking remote control console to work on it because, enterprise software needs to run on Java to be able to control the SAN. And finally managed to make it so that I could manage it and get it all up and working. And I spent most of last night scripting the move of probably close to 2.5 to 3 terabytes worth of virtual machines that were on various different other storage locations while running storage migrate those guys over to the new SAN environments. And I managed to make it all work through scripts and went to bed around midnight or so last night.
Yeah,
that's been my fun.
That sounded like way too much fun for me.
It definitely was a challenge, I guess we say, with the proper Microsoft etiquette and terms, as opposed to saying there was a problem. It was a challenge, but I still have one thing. I need to find a PowerShell guru to be able to help me out with this last one. A lot of the machines are built with parent disks, and parent disks are not moved with the storage migration.
Oh, no.
And so I need to actually go in and figure out how to edit the parent disk on all of these VHDs and VHDXs from various different machines so that it uses the new parent disk on the SAN as opposed to the parent disk on the cluster in the box.
Right.
That is my mission for the next day or so.
Oh, I bid you good luck for that.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Oh, wow, man. We got a bunch of new people that are just coming in.
Yep.
I see Claudia just popped in. Hey, Claudia. Nice to see you from is it Houston? Is it Dallas?
No, she's Galveston.
Galveston?
Yep, out on the coast, man.
Some place that's not apparently wherever I was when I asked her to have a drink sometime.
Exactly.
So apparently it's not a suburb.
There's Sean Lowe also showed up from Canada.
Yes, very nice. He was in streaming, or he was in training, so he's actually playing hooky.
He's playing hooky. Good man. And then we have One Wise Geek. I don't know if I mentioned him earlier.
He's gaming the system because he wants to be at the top of the list. And so
yes,
he puts a number, or she puts a number, one or the other.
Yep.
We want to be politically correct. We never know.
Yeah, exactly.
So this particular show is called TARDIS Funginator Trifecta. I don't know the
relationship. I have
relationship
no idea what that means.
Any of those with what I'm going to ask you right now. But, your first week on the work, can you peel back the curtain, the velvet curtain a little bit, and share a little bit with our listeners what it's like to be a returning, pretend you're a new person, but you're actually returning, softy coming back?
Well, of course, the first day is the new employee orientation. You go through and you learn all the stuff for like benefits, and they go through and it's actually newer than it was before. Well, God, the last time I went through NEO, you sat through like 2 hours of lawyers speaking at you. So we didn't have to do that this time, which is great. But the so we went through NEO. Tuesday, you get into your office. Yeah, some things are set up, but not everything is set up. So you spend most of the day like setting up your computer. Most everybody, like in my case, my computer is not even in yet, so I have a temporary laptop that I'm using, so you have to rebuild it, reinstall Windows on it, and get all that running. And then They normally give you Tuesday and Wednesday to kind of, okay, get yourself situated. And then Thursday, they just hammer you with, okay, here's everything you're doing. Bam! Just drop it on you.
Nice. I thought they would have delivered the machine off like some kind of drone system and have, you know, automated robots roaming the halls, but none of that happens.
No, we don't have the robots. That's Google that has the robots, remember?
Nice.
No, nice. We have. We don't want to create Skynet.
Actually, I was looking at TechMeme this morning, and apparently one of the articles was talking about how Nest is going to be the new center of hardware for Google and Google plans. Now they've sold off Motorola.
Oh.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Search engine focusing on thermostats, and then more.
Exactly.
And then more.
Then they'll know when you're in your house, so then they can serve you ads.
So from a chunk of work that they dumped on you,
yes.
Do you have any interesting From the Trenches stories as of yet, or is it just too new?
It's just too new, but I do have an interesting From the Trenches story from my old company as I was wrapping things up.
Yeah, yeah.
So wrapping things up last week, and I think it was on Friday, my old head of systems is like, wait a minute, we got to figure out what Jared had access to so we know what passwords we have to change.
Oh, nice.
And of course, it's that whole small to mid size company where they have only one user account and password for certain things.
Yeah.
Not tied, so they could just lock me out. And I gave him the list. Here's all the stuff I know. Half the passwords. He goes, wait, those passwords are old. I never even got into those systems.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
thank God I didn't have to try and troubleshoot something.
At least they're doing due diligence and following up on that. That's good.
Well, they have to because of HIPAA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
HIPAA. Oh, HIPAA. Yes. I've never had to deal with HIPAA.
HIPAA high tech.
So glad. So glad I got out of the rank and file industry before I had to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
Oh, Patrick says you like hippos besides HIPAA.
Yes. Hippos like hippos.
Have you ever done what do they call that? A true up before?
I just did a true up on an EA, yes.
Isn't that fun?
It is. Not.
It's about as fun as going to the doctor for that annual exam you have to have when you're over a certain age.
Exactly.
And your doctor has very large hands.
Now, I will admit, though, my true-up was probably very easy compared to the one I know I heard about Rigsby's true-up, and he had to actually go through a whole examination on licensing.
Right. Nice.
He's got long stories on that one.
Maybe we'll have him on the show to give us a anonymized, abstracted review or something like that. Sometime.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness, man. From the Trenches, simple section. It's fun, you know. Besides that, I've got my typical stuff going on. You know what? I'm actually bouncing back and forth at work between whether or not I go with a desktop, a laptop, or my portable touch unit. So here's my theory. I need to have a half-decent, strong, fast machine for the purposes of doing video and audio editing for my desktop with lots of monitors because I like to have lots of monitors. And then I like to have something small and portable I can just pick up that's already synchronized that I can go off and take to a meeting when I have to go to meetings because, you know, Microsoft has all these meetings that you have to go to all the time. You're always included in them. And so I'm debating about – I don't have any trendy, nice, new, small form factor tablets or a nice Surface 2 or anything like that. I got the original Surface. I'm going old school. And I got my Asus Ultrabook that I can use too. So I'm actually leaning towards going with my traditional desktop, which is currently actually a server, reforming that guy as a desktop with Windows 8.1, and then going with my grab-and-go Asus whenever I need to go off to a meeting. Are you faced with kind of the same kind of challenges, dude?
I actually requested a desktop.
Oh, yeah? Old school.
When I came back. I went old school with the desktop, and then I have my own personal Surface Pro V2, But talking with my director, as soon as the SKU is available internally, I'll probably get one as a domain join device.
Oh, okay.
But that's the way I was doing it at Radia. I had one of the old doctor workstations at Radia, And
what's a doctor workstation?
So the doctors, of course, the radiologists got the highest end system. Of course, they need to do that. And they were dual Xeon in a freaking workstation plus
nice.
16 gigs of RAM, and the newest ones have 32 gigs of RAM.
Holy crap! Yeah. What kind of video card they got on that?
Oh, huge! Like ATI that you could drive like six monitors with it. But we had to drive. The new monitors we bought were 4K monitors.
Yeah.
And they're medical grade.
Wow.
And the funniest part is these machines' active life for medical use is 2 years about, is what we figured. So after 2 years, I mean, the hardware is still good. You just can't use it for medical. So that's what became like the IT systems.
That's insane.
It is. So I got used to having a big, you know.
I think that's one of the few times you actually will be happy to get a hand-me-down.
Exactly.
As an IT person.
Yes. Yes. So I'm used to having the desktop with a couple big monitors and then carrying around like my Surface Pro or Surface Pro V2.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. How about beer money?
Beer money. Oh.
Beer money. Traditionally, we're talking about stuff where we have done tech support for our families. And I actually took a book out of your page, believe it or not, my friend Jay Shock.
Oh, really?
I remember how you were saying how you set your mother-in-law up with an RT device.
Not my mother-in-law, my mother.
Sorry, your mother. Sorry, your mother with an RT device. It's been working out well.
I'm married? Wait a minute. Oh.
Well, you didn't know you got married last week in Mexico?
Oh, God.
you ended up going with the RT device and how it's been very successful. And so I got inspired by that. And I've also set up my father-in-law with an RT device just recently. And I've been doing little five-minute trainings with him.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, because he's stayed over for the last couple of days, now going on a couple of weeks now. And I only spend 5 minutes with him every other day to basically show him something new about what he can use. And he gets a little bit more in-depth, and he's actually good with the different swipes and swoops and sweeps and
mm-hmm.
closes and stuff like that. And I actually got him his Yahoo Mail working through the mail application correctly. So he's quite happy.
Oh, yeah. I got my mom on an RT device last fall.
Yep.
And same thing. She's the only thing she can't do on the RT device is Quicken.
Oh, true.
And, huh?
Very true, yes.
Yeah. And so that's the only reason why she has a desktop anymore.
What does she do with Quicken, though? Is she just looking at her balances and things?
She's a former accountant, so she tracks like everything down to the nickel.
Have you introduced her to the Windows 8.1 Mint application yet?
Not yet, because
it's
she,
awesome.
Of course, I'm getting used to it myself. So
it's
first,
awesome.
I want to get myself used to it.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Always train up the support desk before you unleash it on the unwitting users. Always do that.
Really?
That's it's the best way to do it.
I better scribble some notes here.
Oh, you kill me! Oh my goodness. So yeah, I've done the RT thing, and also another interesting note. I have two RT devices at home, so I've given one away to my father-in-law, and the other one actually I use as my consumption device. And my daughter has come back from fourth grade and has been allowed to scribe her class work as opposed to writing it. She's able to type it, and so I've set her up on the RT device as well. And she's now able to go off and to type her answers and type her work and pass them off on a USB stick because, you know, Surfaces, they have USB sticks.
Exactly.
You can pass that off to the teacher and she can print that off and it seems to be acceptable.
Very cool.
And, get this. So they were concerned about her typing speeds. And I said, dude, you have never seen my daughter type on Animal Jam before. She actually can type almost as fast as I can, if not faster. And she's, what, only 9 going on 10?
Yeah.
Insane. Insane.
Absolutely insane, yes. No, I go back to, I was talking with a friend of mine who I can't remember where they were, and their school district was doing you can bring any tablets, and they were asking me my opinion, and I said, well, of course, yeah, I mean, I'm going to skew my opinion, but blah, blah, you know, gave the opinion. They're like, they went with the RT device. They liked it. They liked the versatility of it. So
So my one issue is I need to switch her out of using the touch to go to a type keyboard instead.
Yeah, the type cover?
The type cover instead. And the new ones, obviously, have better tactile feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But I want that for mine. So
yeah,
I got to go visit the Microsoft store and buy one.
Exactly.
Despite what people think, we don't get any discounts.
Not at the Microsoft store, no.
Not at the Microsoft store. Even internally, they're very slow to get any hardware in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly software stuff that we can get at discounted rates, not hardware.
Yeah.
I wonder how it's going to work for the new devices and services company. We're going to get some discounts on devices and services or something, or what? Who knows?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. Yeah,
I've
only been back a week. So
I thought that's why you came back, was for discounted services and devices.
No, I got that as an alumni. I didn't have to come back. I came back for the job, man.
Yeah.
I got the dream job. I got the job I've always wanted.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
I see One Wise Geek is mentioning in the chat room that for K-12, they've got tons of apps that are running Java or Flash, so RT really isn't an option for them, I guess, eh?
The Flash is the Flash works. It's the Java that they're going to have problems with.
See, I think I tweeted that out earlier yesterday. They got quite popular. I actually was talking about installing the SAN admin console. I pity the IT pros who have to manage 3 billion Java devices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
Crazy.
I
got it to work mainly because I had to uncheck and take the 64-bit version of Java out of the path and only register the 32-bit version on my 64-bit machine to be able to get the console to work.
Yes.
Pain.
Extreme pain.
Pain.
I remember back in my first stint at Microsoft when I was working in the Treasury Trading Room, we had to have 3 different versions of Java on the machine because of all the different apps didn't work in different versions of Java.
Yeah.
And it's just like, are you kidding me?
That's insane.
Yes.
That's
now,
that's where App V comes to the rescue.
The newer versions, yeah. Back then, it didn't help.
Back then, no, I wouldn't say that. But the newer versions, App V is great for sandboxing, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
What someone's talking about, Weinberg, Patrick, about 25 different Java apps. Ugh.
And different versions of Java to manage. You have to manage all that.
Oh, just go and update all of them. Just go up to the latest version.
Yeah,
they changed it again.
That never worked.
Oh man, little insane.
No. So,
any other fun stuff as far as the home front's concerned with doing things?
Well, I had a fun thing this morning. I actually had my personal server. We were chatting about this as we were getting the show ready.
Don't break down that third wall.
Oh, I'm sorry. My personal server at home, I've been having storage issues with, and every once in a while, my SATA drives will just disconnect. And it makes my websites all lock up, and all my the only drive that stays online are all the VM VHDX drives. So the virtual machines are still running on the server, but every other piece of storage on the server is dead. So I have to reboot the box, and it takes like 3.5 hours for the box to reboot.
3.5 hours.
Yeah, for some reason it takes 3.5 hours for all the errors to clear.
That's time for a replacement, I think, my friend.
You think?
I don't know. That
okay.
Sounds kind of dodgy.
Maybe build out a scale out file server.
You can, I got a line on a couple of clustering boxes you can buy.
Hey, there we go.
You know,
with all
about
my
20 grand or so for a home server.
Yeah.
Not to mention the set. You could use it as a central heating device.
You know, I don't need except I'd probably pay more for the power than I do now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not power friendly or so. But, hey, it's, you know, speaking of that, it's, you see that Microsoft published the open server format that we use for our data centers?
I did see that.
That's cool. Did you look at the tech spec on those?
I haven't been able to dive into that yet.
So the tech spec on the basic blog that that Craig was talking about, it's a 12U device that has a bunch of compute nodes on top and has storage as JBODs, as expected, going down and working with it. It runs. They actually give you the details on how many DIMM chips or how many slots we have for memory, the amount of power consumption it uses, and that sort of stuff. And it looks really freaking cool, and it fits in 12Us and extremely modular. Just chunk them in as you need them.
Well, that's awesome.
Very cool stuff. Although I don't think you'll be able to buy them on the stock order items for Fry's Electronics or anything like that. I don't know.
What?
You can probably build your own, though.
We could buy them at the Microsoft store, right?
I'll go check in at the Bellevue store to see if they have them in stock
yet.
Exactly.
And they'll probably put a little bling on it at
nice.
The store.
Get some nice neon on there. Pulses when the server's booting or something like that, like it's breathing. That could work. We could probably promote that. That'd probably work.
That would. I don't know. Oh, did you actually just see the breaking news that's going on right now as we speak?
Uh-oh,
for SharePoint geeks primarily.
Uh-oh, okay, go ahead, man. What is it?
InfoPath is going to be discontinued after the 2013 version.
What? Heaven forbid. That
as a blog post up on the
that
office
everybody
blog.
Loves to use?
You say that so convincingly, too.
That's insane.
It is.
Is that from GitWire? Did you notice that one there?
No, actually, I got it from a couple of... Jennifer Mason was the first person. She's a SharePoint blogger.
Yeah.
I think she's also an MVP. It's up on the blog.office.com website.
Yeah.
So they're talking about... I haven't had a chance to read the article yet because, of course, I want to pay attention to this, but...
Oh, yeah. Update on InfoPath and SharePoint forums by the Office team, January 31st.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yes.
That was...
And... Yeah, Get Wired and Mary Jo Foley just posted something.
Just tweeted it out. Nice. I thought you were going to talk about the whole internet is a titter about the next possible CEO at Microsoft.
They are a titter about that. Yes, they are. And they're making – it seems like everybody's saying it's going to be Satya Nadella.
Yes.
But we don't – and we don't even know. Thanks, One Wise Geek just put the link to the – yeah, thank you, One Wise Geek. But, yeah, everybody's a Twitter about the new CEO. I also notice a lot of folks – that came out of, like, Bloomberg, which, you know, financial reporting. And, of course, retweeted or, you know, reposted immediately by The Verge, who doesn't fact check anything. Oh, wait, that's my personal opinion on that, everybody. Having – and even knowing one of the guys that works there. I noticed Mary Jo Foley and Paul Thurrott and a couple of the other people that are the big Microsoft reporters haven't said anything about that article other than, that article's there.
The good thing is that he's a great candidate. There's a whole bunch of still great candidates that are out there, so I'm waiting. you know, eventually they'll let me know that my application was turned down. But
exactly, yeah.
I think I might have had maybe 1/10 of a vote on the board.
Did you?
But we'll see. That turns out.
Was it Tilly that voted for you?
The hat actually abstained. He didn't want to get involved.
Now, honestly, you got to give Rigsby some credit here. He's got a good point. The Verge is on the verge of truthful reporting.
Oh, nice.
So
I like that observation.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Mike.
Maybe that's why they have the name.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be it. Our next segment, my friend, is called Beer Talk. And I know it's something that you and I both know a little bit about.
Yes.
Beer Talk.
Beer Talk. I actually had a couple of great beers last night.
Oh, what did you have?
Art took me to his favorite watering hole here in Phoenix and had a couple of good dark beers. One of which was, I'm actually pulling up my Untappd to remember what they were. One was called a Velvet Merlin. From Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Really smooth, good, dark beer. And the first one was Castile Winter from Brouwerij van Hoosbroek, Castle Brewery.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just like the name. I can't even... I think we're back again. Chat room, I got to let me know if you can actually hear this or not. Anybody? Anybody? Hello? Oh, we're back. Yes, we're back again. Woof, there is no indication stuff goes wrong as all of a sudden someone in the chat room mentions that there is something going wrong. But now I got to figure out how to be able to bring my good friend Jay Shock back into the conversation and see if I can work this out. I click here. I click there. I say add. I hope this works.
I hope it does, too.
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea how stressed out that was. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It was all that beer talk all of a sudden. We weren't drinking, we swear.
Yeah, not at all.
No, not at all. That was completely random and fly by the seat of your pants to get it done.
And K.O. Beckman said, I think had it perfect when he said, "Closed it."
Oh, I can't get rid of that. Oh, my goodness.
You can't.
On the beer talk side of things for me, you remember? Were you there when we made the Fireside Ale?
Yes, I was.
So the Fireside Ale is a nice 5-gallon batch of high test alcohol that was made. It had over 11 pounds of malt extract, which means it's very high in alcohol concentration. I measured the potential alcohol for this particular one that I made, and it's 7.25%.
Wow.
So it's pretty good, but
Rigsby is mentioning there's too much talk, not enough beer.
That's true. That's true. It's too early right now for the beer, but I went ahead and I dry hopped it.
Hold on. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, my friend.
That is true, but some of us have to hold up appearances that we're actually doing work as opposed to those of us that are on vacation. So that's where it comes in from.
Oh, okay.
But I successfully dry hopped some additional hopping flavor. It's hops that's called Citra into the yeast mix or into the wort, sorry. You know what? It's smelling very nice. I'm looking to go ahead and probably rack that off and let it sit for a little while.
Excellent.
In the garage this weekend before the Super Bowl.
Very cool.
And, we'll be ahead of the game for the most part with that one there. And then obviously also working on those coffee porter. We're doing a double batch of coffee porter. And the porter part's done. The coffee is almost ready to go. It's sitting inside some mason jars right now.
Excellent.
For the addition. That's also probably going to take place on Saturday as well.
So I just have a question. I'm thinking these brews are sounding really good. I bet you I know what's making them the best brews ever.
What's
gotta
that?
Be the water.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do have to call you out, Mr. J-Shock, honorary member of Beer Team 6. I think we're going to have to promote you to full status member after you know, you've served your time. I think you're able to come up to the big leagues now. But Beer Team 6, water supply junkie. Where is that well again? It's an aquifer or something like that?
It's an artesian well up near Linwood, Washington.
So it's not the artisan well. It's not artisan.
It's not artisan water. It's artesian.
Nice. Artesian water coming back. And we still have buckets of it. So I'm looking for excuses to go ahead and to make more beer with it. So, Beer Team 6 Water Boy. Beautiful.
Yes.
I love
and,
that.
And Kyle Beckman, just right, you can't say the S word because you could get sued into out of existence. Just like, you have to say the big game.
Oh, okay. That's true. I forgot about that. I missed that memo for
you
social
miss
media.
The memo. Missed the memo?
I missed that memo.
All right. Do you have your TPS cover sheets, though?
My what?
TPS cover sheets?
No, I don't have a cover sheet. Am I supposed to have a cover sheet for that?
It came with a memo.
Oh, man. You know what? I must have thrown it out with the carbon in between pieces that came off the Epson FX80. My first printer, the Epson FX80. I still remember the name of it. I think I probably still have it somewhere. But the pain of it is trying to find that massive serial cable attached into it. Sorry, Centronics Parallel. Sorry,
Centronics Parallel. Wow. Wow, that brings back way too many bad memories.
Oh, man. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Kyle Beckman, yeah. That, you're right, Kyle. That does.
I, you know what? One of the first jobs I had was actually being the guy that fixed printers to get them working because we had a whole bunch of, what was it? Laser jets? Yeah, HP laser jets. Not even a number after. It's the HP laser jet. It was huge. Plugged in, and we had like the PostScript... the PostScript cartridge that could plug into it, or no, non-PostScript. And I had to go in and make sure those are working for all the administrative assistants.
Exactly.
Although back then we called them secretaries.
Yeah. I was actually making that comment with my mother the other day. She was a secretary at Boeing, and basically she was an executive admin, but back in her day, it was a secretary.
Yes.
It was also back in the day when you could smoke in your office.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Although I never smoked. I never got into that, thankfully. Yeah. Never
Neither
got into
I.
that.
Hey, Rigsby has a 20-foot Centronics cable in the server room if you need it.
Oh, perfect. I can actually bring that thing in. I could work it inside my office. It'd be great.
We'll have to invite Rigsby up for a beer tour, and he has to bring the cable with him.
I've got a question for you. You've worked in server rooms before, right?
Yes, I have.
So we're installing the sand the other day. This is kind of back to in the trenches. I like to jump back and forth sometimes. But we're installing the sand yesterday. There's this cart that's in the server room that just has miscellaneous cables all
mm-hmm.
over it. Is it okay? Is it proper server room etiquette to just grab the cables you're missing from that cart?
Normally those carts are the crash carts that have all the stuff so that they can connect to and fix computers. So I would honestly say no.
No? What?
But
just because they took the last two power cables off of it doesn't mean they're going to be in trouble, is it?
Oh, power cables?
Yeah.
Do they know you took it?
No.
Well, now we have it all.
Now you're going to report me.
Do I?
Now you're going to report me.
I don't have to, do I?
Don't worry. It wasn't an MSIT server room.
Okay. Yeah, then I don't care.
It was a personally managed one, so we're all fine. So it's glassed in ones over in Building 25.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. I would say, well, if it's power cables, I mean, they should have tons of those lying around.
I figure, like, if you ask any IT person anywhere if they have one of the three-prong power cables for a PC, they've got at least a box full of them.
You know what?
Because you never want to throw them out.
Exactly.
Because at some point, you're going to need them.
Exactly.
I move them from Canada. I've got to box them from Canada. They have bilingual tags on them, and I brought them with me.
I mean, of course, because you need it. They have English and Spanish, right? The proper bilingual.
Yes. English, Spanish. I forget about that down here. Yes, English, Spanish. Oh,
no.
My goodness.
But
I actually have a sound effect for this one, man. Where is it? This one here.
There we go.
Random spending. I've got one.
What'd you get? What'd you buy?
I just recently, and of course, I can't get it because it's inside my bag. Hey, let me walk over here. Hang on a second here.
I'm just over here getting it out of my bag. Hang on. Wait a second. I think it's in here.
Maybe. Where'd you go?
Oh, there it is.
All right.
I got it. I'm coming back. Here we go.
Hang on. Hey, let me plug in my ears again.
All right.
It's called...
plug in your ears? Wait a minute. What? You're like a potato man?
I picked up an Action Tech. Wide-eye? Not wide-eye.
Oh.
Meerkat.
Meerkat.
Yes. Is that Meerkat? Meerkat?
No, it's not a Meerkat. Something completely different. Probably illegal to buy.
So I have I bought the Action Tech version. Screen Beam Deluxe Receiver by Action Tech.
Cool.
And it's Miracast, not
Miracast. M-I-R-A-C-A-S-T.
So it's not Miracast. It's Miracast. I missed a syllable.
You did.
I picked up one of those.
Cool.
It's small. It's nice. It's about size of my hand or smaller?
Mm-hmm.
It's able to be HDMI out, obviously, and it's able to be powered by USB or by a power adapter.
Mm-hmm.
To plug in, and then, of course, any modern Intel chipset should be able to go off and Miracast out to it.
Yes. The person who talks a lot about this is Rafael Rivera from Within Windows. He's got like a whole bunch of information on Miracast.
Yes, and actually based on his recommendation, this is one of the ones that I got.
And I was looking at that, so I'm going to be interested to hear how that works for you.
My goal is I'm going to try it out this weekend as a second screen on a smaller TV next to the secret S word I'm not supposed to say happening on Sunday.
Excellent. So you can have something like Twitter or something scrolling by on the side.
You got it, because I'm such a geek that way.
Yes, you are.
That's my random spending. Actually, and technically, I didn't spend it. It was given to me by a friend of mine. He's like, I already have one of these. I just won this. You want to have it? I'm like, abso-freaking-lutely.
No kidding.
So that's my random spending item that I have is technology related. Do you have any random spending stuff that happened this week?
Not this week, but I'm working on random spending myself. I'm looking to upgrade my phone because my 920 is just not working too well lately.
So are you going to go one that's tied to the big carriers, or are you going to go off contract?
I'm going off contract. I'm actually buying a factory unlocked from Europe.
That's the way to go.
It is.
then you're not tied to whatever company you happen to have that starts with A and ends in T.
Yes.
And having to wait for updates, because I see you complain a lot about those, actually.
Oh, yeah, because they're such a good premier carrier. So I've been I actually was looking at Steve, no, I'm not going to get a Z30. I'm not going BlackBerry, dude.
Nice. Yeah, you could do a Z30. Not a Z, it's a Z. Z30.
Oh, I'm sorry,
it's Z30. A Canadian company.
ZZ, baby. ZZ.
It's a Z.
No,
I'm
actually
Steve Evans.
I'm looking at the 1020 or the 1520. My only problem with the 1520 is it's got the larger screen, but it, like, I was looking at a 1520 at the Microsoft store. I could see like six texts or five and a half to six texts on my 920, and on that 1520 you can see about five and a half or six.
Yes.
It doesn't, like, I want to see like eight.
It doesn't let you change DPI.
Exactly.
Yes, Weinberg, I'm a 1020 as well.
Yeah, Patrick, yeah, the 1020. I'm looking at the 1020 because I'm also a camera geek.
Hey, I could sell you my 1020, but it's AT&T based, so it's not going to
be
good.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Oh, crap. We've got 3 minutes left.
Okay. Oh, we've got to name the show.
Oh, we need to name the show. Yeah, so you know what? As honorary stand-in host, Mr. Jay Shock, I'm going to have to say that the way that you do it, you know how this works. We basically do one word and then word association. So I'll let you do the second word. The first word has to come from somebody in the chat room. One word that will be naming of the next show. And then you can follow that up with the first
word.
What's it going to be? It has to be work appropriate now. Oh, Frog Legs is the official winner from Weinberg, Patrick Weinberg. Frog Legs, Jared.
I'm actually going to use Kyle's. I like a meerkat, so let's go Frog Legs, meerkat.
Keynote.
Got it.
Frog Legs, meerkat, keynote is the title for the next show. Of course, I need to write that down because I'll forget that. Frog Legs, meerkat,
keynote. Got
Fantastic,
it?
Man. I think I got it.
Okay. You sure?
I did. I think I got it.
Is it catchy?
It rolls off the tongue better than whatever the show this one was called. I can't even remember what it is.
Scroll to the top of the page. It's a TARDIS Funginator Trifecta.
See, I don't have that page. I don't get it.
Oh, it's because
there it is on episode info.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're talking about geek humor, Microsoft Windows technology, and servers. That's our tags that go along with the show.
Whoops.
We just got our British announcer warning us in our ears, saying that we have about 90 seconds or so left to be able to go up and wrap this one up. Hey, man, it's been fun having you.
It's been a blast being able to help fill in for Patch? Yeah, Patch. Patch is away, yeah.
So, it's been
back by next Tuesday or next month's second.
Pardon
me? Hopefully he's back by next month's second.
Well, it depends if they let him back yet. I don't know where he went. Oh, they're playing the music.
They're playing us out.
They're playing us out. They know it's coming. But hey, man, have fun in good old Phoenix and enjoy the S Bowl.
Yes, the magnificent large football game.
And you know what? Everybody in the chat room, I can't even name them all off because they're all disappearing so fast.
Well, we got one wise geek, Claudia, Frederick, Kyle Beckman, Mike Rigsby, Scott, Sean Lowe, Steve Enns, and Patrick Weinberg.
You got it. Anyone else is joining us online in the after show? That's fantastic for the downloadables. We'll see about getting a better RSS feed next time around. But for now, man, it's the Patch and Switch show is going to be signing out.
Bye-bye.